Hi, it's Marco Werman from PRI's The World. You're about to hear today's Global Hit. It's an interview with Ray Davies of The Kinks, and he's talking about the new album that he's put out called The Kinks Choral Collection. It's a collection of Kinks classic tunes with a chorus. Now, I gotta say, I did not want to like this album, but I found that some, not all, of Kinks classic rock songs work really, really well with a chorus behind them. So, here's today's Global Hit. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's long been a notion that as we get older, our tastes in music, well, changes. For example, baby boomers in the 60s, listen to this.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Now, baby boomers in their 60s, may prefer this.
The only time I feel like by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
The song is All Day and All of the Night. It was written by Ray Davies, and yes, that is the way he pronounces his name. The original was by Davies' group, The Kinks. This version is by Davies with the Crouch End Festival Chorus. It appears on the new Ray Davies album, The Kinks Choral Collection, and Ray Davies is with us now. Welcome.
It's good to be here, yeah.
Now, I wouldn't call myself a baby boomer. I'm kind of right on the edge of boomerdom, but I've always been a Kinks fan, and I wasn't prepared, I'll admit it, to embrace this reworking of Kinks songs. But by the third track, I said, wow, I'm really liking this, and my friend in the room said to me, that's because you're old. So, reassure me, Ray Davies, that that's not the only reason this works.
Well, I think that you said the crucial thing. It's the reworking of the songs. It's not an attempt to re-record the Kinks records. I think that those records, those original records, I'm proud of, and I think they were as good as they could have possibly been. This is a reworking of the songs with the choir.
Yeah, and the choir is the Crouch End Festival Chorus. The choir master there is a man named David Temple. Now, you've worked together before, you, David, and the chorus. How did you first collaborate? When did you meet?
Well, this all came about, it's a long story. 10 years ago, I was commissioned to write a choral piece for a festival in England, arts festival. And that was a 50-minute new, all-new music. And 2 years ago, I had a new album out and was asked to do a big TV show in London for the BBC. And one of the notions of this program is that I collaborate with somebody, you know, another artist. I decided to, I remembered the choir did so well for this other event I did. And I decided to contact them and ask them if they'd like to sing a few songs with me on this TV show, Kinks Songs. And as a result, the record company asked me to make an album.
Well, let's have a listen to Waterloo Sunset, one of the tracks on here that works particularly well with the chorus.
Every day I look at the world from my window. But chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo Sunset fire.
Waterloo Sunset, performed by Ray Davies with the Crouch End Festival Chorus. Now, that song lends itself quite well to this kind of orchestration, Ray Davies. When you were going through the Kinks catalog, what were the deciding factors in whether or not to record a particular song with the chorus?
Well, the first song I did for the TV show was a song called Shangri-La. You know, I wrote the song when I was 23, 24, and I decided, rather than using them as backing singers, you know, I wanted them to be involved in the kind of song narrative. So I got them to take some of the lead lines out and perform them. That was really the key turning point in this project when I decided to do that with the song. Because on Waterloo Sunset, it's a good rendition, but they're recapturing the original backing vocals to a certain extent. But in Shangri-La, they're part of the performance, as it were, that was part contributing in dramatically to the song.
We'll hear Shangri-La actually at the end of the interview, but let's go to another song that you did with the Kinks, which is quite a big change from the original version. Now, this was the first big hit you had with the Kinks. That, of course, is You Really Got Me Here Now with Ray Davis and the Crouch End Festival Chorus. Did you ever sing in a choir or a church or school choir, Ray Davis?
I did. I went to a Church of England school, and the headmaster at the school was the choir master at the local church. It was good singing all those great hymns.
North London is very important to you in your life. You grew up in the Muswell Hill section of North London. It's next to Crouch End, another section of North London, where presumably the chorus comes from. What do you most like about North London, about Muswell Hill and the area you grew up in?
It's the light, I think, because Muswell Hill, Hampstead and Highgate, where I live, are the highest points in London. You can see all over the city, and the light is spectacular. Even on a bad day, you can get special light that you can't get in other spaces. It's in a very old part of the where I live. It's a very old part of England, you know, so old houses and lots of parks and fields. Because my parents come from the inner city, and they try to escape in the Second World War. They escape with their family. I've got six older sisters and a younger brother, and they wanted the family to escape to a green and pleasant part of London, away from all the bombs and the devastation of the war.
Mm. I mean, you love it there in North London, but imagine with some of the kind of Victorian presence, you grew up kind of rebelling against some of that. When you first wrote a song like You Really Got Me at the age of 17 or 18, how would you have responded if someone then had said, in 40 years, you will re-record that with a chorus?
I would have thrown him out of the room. I think but, you know, I was quite a canny, you know, young person. I was quite old for my years, and I wrote songs. I was unlike a lot of my rebellious peers in that I wrote songs that my parents could sing, songs like Sunny Afternoon, Waterloo Sunset. Mm-hmm. My father introduced me to lots of music like bebop, jazz and blues, and he liked You Really Got Me, but he preferred things like Waterloo Sunset.
British musician and Muswell Hillbilly Ray Davis, his new album is called The Kinks Choral Collection with the Crouch End Festival Chorus. Mr. Davis, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Sit back in your own rocking chair. You need not worry. You need not care. You can't go anywhere. Shangri-La. Shangri-La.
Kinks Shangri-La, performed by its composer Ray Davis and the Crouch End Festival Chorus, brings today's program to a close. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.